This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, chapter 41, verse 30, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Indeed, those who have said, our Lord is Allah, and then remained steadfast, remained firm, remained on the course. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. The angels will descend upon them saying, أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. So in their moment of death, the angels will come to them and they will say, do not fear and do not grieve. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ. And have glad tidings of paradise, which you were promised. And so, right here in this verse, we have so much to unravel. Indeed, those who have said, our Lord is Allah, and then remained on a right course. Remember, first principle that we talked about is that every address is for you. The entire Quran is there to address you and you alone. Where am I with regards to this verse? Am I someone who's steadfast? What does steadfastness look like? We see how we are. Am I better than I was last year? Am I better than I was 2 years ago? Am I continuing to ascend closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even as time brings me closer to Allah and closer to my demise? The angels will descend upon them saying, do not grieve and do not fear. What do you fear? We fear regarding what time period? The past, present, or the future? We fear the future. And so these people, as they are dying, these believers, as they are dying, the angels are saying to them, there's no fear for you. Don't fear the future. And do not grieve. What do we grieve about? We grieve about the past. And so do not grieve about the past and do not have fear over the future. But this promise is for a particular condition, and that condition is for those who live their lives with this concept of steadfastness, those who were firm in their journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who did not waver here or there, those who continued to seek guidance and to continue to seek closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so it's important that we think about these conditions and that we really look at ourselves in the mirror, because it is delusion for a person to think that they simply can do nothing of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obligated, not fulfill the conditions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has required, and that they are somewhat deserving of the promises of Allah, the greatest promises of Allah. And this is something that is really scary, especially at the time that we live in, where we have, you know, religion. We've made religion something that is in service of us. And so anything that we're comfortable with, we challenge, anything that is aspirational, that demands of us to be better, we say, no, I need to be accepted as who I am. I don't like this masjid. I don't like this community. I don't like this imam. I don't like whoever it is that is telling me that the way that I am is not okay. I need to actually be better. We live in the modern world where religion is made to serve us. We are not servants of God. And so these verses are a wake-up call for us. The Salaf, you know, the Sahaba, of course, even before them, they used to fear incredibly. Al-Hasan al-Basri, he said, and he would weep, and this is after a lifetime of worship, he would say, I fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throws me in the hellfire and he will not mind. That's what I fear. I fear that on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes all of these actions that I do to just count for nothing. I fear that on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I gave you these blessings and gave you these blessings and gave you these blessings, and you're lying. You didn't do anything because of me. You did it so that the people could say, as in the hadith of Abu Hurairah, the first people that the fire will be kindled with. Allah Azza wa Jal owes us nothing. He gives us everything. But Allah has promised us that if we do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made conditions, that He will fulfill those conditions. And so, number one, those who establish, or number one, those who remain steadfast. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will support those who support Him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, verse number two, وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Chapter 30, verse 47, and it is binding upon us to support the believers. It is binding upon us to support the believers. Now, people may ask the question and say, where is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's support? Where is Allah? Allah has promised that He will support the believers. But what is the elephant in the room here? The part that has not, Allah's promise is true. But what's the part that we're not sure of? The question is, are we believers? Are we true believers? Are we fulfilling the requirements of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Look at our lives. And so it is incredibly important that we look towards ourselves and we look internally and we look at the way that we are living, both as individuals, as families, as communities, and we ask ourselves the question, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised victory and support to the believers, and if it is delayed, then it is because of our actions. We need to continue to fix things. We need to continue to repent from things. We need to continue to challenge. We need to, there's so much that can be said about this. One of the greatest pillars of Islam that is almost non-existent in modern society is commanding good and forbidding evil, right? And Allah, and there's so much that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned about. If this commandment were to be neglected and if this commandment were to be suspended by a community. And so, again, to look internally, to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise is true, what we have to do is we have to work tirelessly to fulfill the conditions of that promise.